The 1878 Morgan silver dollar is a rare coin, and these days the people who collect them are just about as hard to find. New Hampshire Public Radio's Carrie Grins dropped by a recent gathering of the New Hampshire Collectors Club.
On a Sunday afternoon, a few remaining members of the club shuffle into the chilly back room of the Concord Community Center.
These are Eisenhower. You want these?
From plastic grocery bags and tattered envelopes, they produce their treasures.
My primary collection is coins.
Danny Webster has been a member for 35 years.
However, I do collect stamps, guns, Jim Beam bottles, postcards, and number plates. So I have a wide variety.
The group has been dwindling since the club's heyday of the 60s and 70s, when it boasted several hundred members.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have new officers.
Seven have gathered today to elect new officers, and they're fortunate to have a quorum.
And for Treasurer Still Belva. I think she's still alive.
Gerald Drew isn't surprised to win another term as club secretary without opposition.
Clubs are dying out, okay? It's hard to get people to participate or even commit.
Drew says a primary function of the clubs, meeting up with people who have similar interests, is being replaced by the internet. But member Herman Wunderlich believes online collectors are missing out.
You can't really, I don't think, collect on the internet because this is companionship, too. This isn't just, it's bragging, it's companionship, it's conversation pieces.
And with elections complete, bragging is the next order of business.
This is the Morgan silver dollar. This is really the silver dollar.
Even though collecting clubs seem to be going out of style, collecting is thriving, much of it due to the millions of Americans chasing state quarters. Many of these new collectors are young, but Vice President George Abbott says that they aren't joining local clubs, and old members are dying off.
And you see the age of the people all sitting here? We're all old people.
Excuse me.
Well, he's semi-old.
The banter continues over donuts, something those other chat rooms will never have. For NPR News, this is Carrie Grins.